This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
No, it's not an issue.
Sorry, I didn't listen to all your lectures, but in last week's lecture you did mention, you gave reference to ISIS and their aqaid and what they are. Could you please explain to us what their aqaid are and what they believe in? Are they Khawarij? As it is evidence that they are Khawarij, could you please explain this to us?
Okay, I'll give you two characteristics, actually three. Three characteristics that the Khawarij are known for. The first one, cutting off from the ulama, sifatun bariza. A clear-cut trait of how you know the Khawarij is they cut off from the jama'ah, they cut off from the ulama. That's exactly what the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, they said to the Khawarij. When Ibn Abbas went to dispute with them, what did he say to them? There's not one Muhajiri, and there's not one Ansari. Na'am? And you are here. They didn't have any of the ulama with them. طيب. The Prophet ﷺ also told us, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَهْلِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. If the matters are now being referred back to other than his people, then wait for the hour. We need to understand that one alim, until this very day, the scholars are saying, the people are saying to them, bring out one alim, don't bring out Abu Fulan that just became a scholar that you brought out, Abu Fulan, Abu Muhammad, Abu Ghazwan, Abu Adnan. Scholar that was known to be from the Immatul Huda wa Masabih al-Duja. Scholar. Na'am, you find that there's not one scholar with them. Scholars are ma'roof that the world knows. Not one scholar is with them. Except some guys that they brought out right now. What happened now to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَإِذَا جَاءُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ وَالْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُ لِهِ وَلَوْهُ تُوِي الْرَسُولُ وَإِذَا أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ. When something now pertaining public safety and public fear comes to the people, they start taking it into their own hands, announcing it. Allah's defaming them. If only they referred it back to those people that have authority amongst them and the messenger. Who are they? The ulama. Why did you know what happened to Ahlul Halli wal Aqal? The people with intellect and the people with knowledge that you didn't go back to when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you to go back to them. You need to seek consultation with them. They should give you the ahkam, how to deal with these matters. Why is there no referring back to them? That's one. Second one. The second one that I was going to mention. Now, when these lot came out and they wrote their own, whatever they wrote, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who currently is hiding, even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the Khalifa is a shield, Jannah. And what he needs to, after giving bay'ah, he needs to be able to, you know, to defend me. Be there as a shield for me.
Protection.
Huh? Protection. If you've gone now into hiding, then billahi alayk, what are you doing? How can I give you bay'ah? That's one matter. Second one I want to say is, they came out, they wrote under the store, or the whatever they had, the constitution that they brought out. They put some stuff on there, that's haq. That we're going to judge by the Quran and the Sunnah, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Then they put also, whoever now rules by other than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a kafir. Even though that's an ayah from the Quran. And I think I read some of the Nuqulat last week, or I think it was in my other lesson, Aqidatul Raziyah, and I was teaching a thing. Not one from the ulama, Ibn Taymiyyah, forget about Ibn Taymiyyah, put it to the side for a moment. Ibn Abbas, Taus, Ata, the scholars of the Sahaba, Ibn Abbas, his students, the Tabi'een, then those that came after them, Imam Ahmed, Na'am, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, Rahimahullah, Ibn Rajab, Imam al-Ajurri, the scholars that came out, nobody came and took this ayah from his apparent. Rather, the Imam al-Ajuri, he says that this is from the Mutashabihat that the Khawarij have taken from its apparent. To take it from the apparent is to be like the Khawarij. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا نَزَلَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever now rules by other than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this guy is a kafir. None of the ulama, they came and they took this from its apparent like this. This ayah has a tafsir. Because you got the Sahaba who have explained it. Ibn Abbas, he says, لَيْسَ الْكُفْرَ الَّذِي يَذْهَبُونَ إِلَيْهِ. It is not like the kufr, it is not like the kufr that these people are going to. Like disbelieving in Allah Azza wa Jalla, in His Messenger, in His books, in the Malaika. What happens now if a person disbelieves in the Malaika? Kafir! And he said that this issue is not the same. He said, kufrun duna kufrin. It is the minor, lesser kufr. Let's put now also another thing. These that will say to you what? This hadith is da'if, this narration is da'if, wa, ila akhirah. Tayyib. Can I ask you a question? If you don't want to know the ideology or the stance of a teacher, how can you not find out? What's the best way to find out what the teacher believes? If you don't have any, you're not able to forget about asking him. If you do not want to find out what the teacher believes, who is the best person to ask? Nah, like his students. Students that are studying with him, you can find out what the teacher believes, the guy studying with him. Even if we say now that Ibn Abbas' narration is da'if. You have his students, Ta'awus, who have basically taken the same stance, and you have the imam of talaqoha bil qubul, as Ibn Uthaymeen mentioned. Even if you say it's da'if, you have so many of the imam who have taken this stance and the statement of Ibn Abbas with acceptance. Brothers, I have 30 pages. 30 pages of the kalam of the Immat al-Mutaqaddimeen. One Mutaakhirin who have said that the ayah like this is not from the parent. Ibn Abd al-Barr said the exact same thing. This is the way of the Khawarij, to take it from his apparent. So if you find a guy now running around with a statement, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, straight away you know that this guy, is being diseased and affected by the concept of the Khawarij. Because Ahlul Sunnah, they don't come like that. They don't come like that. They come, they'll give you tafsir on the matter. Na'am, it's a big issue, major sin, but we make a tafsir. We elaborate on the matter. We say that if a person now rules by other than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sahib kabira. It is jawr fi hukmillah azza wa jal. It is jawr fi hukmillah. Otherwise, what would a dhulm in the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be? Because we know that there are some rulers who are oppressive. How can I not do oppression of the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By not ruling by the book of Allah azza wa jal. So these people haven't differentiated between being oppressive in the rule of Allah azza wa jal and also that which takes the person out of Islam, which is believing يعني, that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, or should I say, that other than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the same as the book of Allah azza wa jal, or better than the book of Allah azza wa jal, then this is kufr. Are you with me? If I say now that, let's just say that this is the Quran, it is in the same caliber or it's the same as the British Constitution, kufr. I've left the fold of Islam. Or if I say that the British Constitution is a better way of life, is a better, you know, than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I now rule by the British Constitution or whatever other constitution it might be, and I put the ruling in place, as long as I don't believe it to be halal, it's a major sin. It is jawr fi hukmi Allah azza wa jal. Are you with me, eh? It is jawr in hukmi Allah azza wa jal. Being oppressive in the rule of Allah azza wa jal. No.
You said in your class today with the last tutor, let's just say a person wasn't practicing before and they missed many prayers, and when they start practicing again, the opinion is that you don't make them up, you see this like far, etc. So, what about the people that come to you say, and they say, they might not give you evidences, but they say, oh, it's the safer option, you know, you pray your salah, the ones that you missed after as well. So, I remember someone saying to me that after your dhuhr, pray another dhuhr.
Yeah, I did that once for a few months.
Within your life.
And it exhausted me.
Yeah. That's what I did. I did the same, or after Isha, catch up with all your prayers.
So you're going to catch up to like 10 years, as you said, the guy's not 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. Wallahi, I personally, even though some scholars, they might say otherwise and things like that, but...
What's the dalil? Have they got the dalil?
Wallahi, I personally do not know. I personally do not know the dalil for this. But, akhi, wallahi, if a person wants to do that, that's entirely up to him. Na'am, but I've got the hadith, and I've seen scholars mention this point, that a person needs to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now, and you know, do a lot of sunnahs. A lot of sunnahs, because on Yawm al-Qiyamah, what will happen? A person's sunnah is looked at. If a person's salah is deficient, his nawafil are looked at, and then it's going to be put in his place. So an insan yukthir min nawafilihi, and I heard some of this fatwa from some of my mashayikh, and Allah Azza wa Jal a'lam, you know, Allah knows best. These issues are, we have to know, brothers and sisters, these are masail fiqhiyya. We don't go at war with each other when it comes to masail fiqhiyya matters, where there's ijtihad and things like that. Na'am, if it's issue of aqeedah, some guy's cursing the sahaba and you're not, that's a problem. And sometimes in fiqh, the matters are clear cut. Very, very clear cut. We take it. But as for issue now, where it requires ijtihad, you know, where you have to get the understanding of the hadith due to the... No?
Last week you mentioned istikhlal, is that right?
Istikhlal, no.
And today you mentioned, how is that different to what you said previously before Brother Mishra's question?
About?
About ruling by the...
Okay.
Is istikhlal...
Very, it's like interlinked with each other. Okay. Let me give you an example now. For example now, yeah? Now, a country now, a Muslim country, let's just say Kuwait, for example. They say it is allowed to open interest-based banks. You can open it. There's a difference, one, you have to understand. Me make believing something to be halal and me allowing something to take place. Are you with me, yeah? If I let now someone to come into my house and deal with prostitution in my house, or I allow someone to deal with interest in my shop, major sin, sah, but does that necessitate I believe it to be halal? That I believe that this halal. I can be drinking khamar all day long. I can be drinking khamar and I say to Akhi, Wallahi, make dua for me. I know it's wrong, but I'm doing it out of desire. Make dua for me in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides me. Or maybe because I'm making money out of it. Are you with me, yeah? Okay. Brothers, are you with me? Huh? Me doing something or allowing my son or my father to get an interest-based loan is totally different from me saying that it's halal. Halal is to make, istihlal is to make something that is haram halal. Riba is haram, we all know that. It's known in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi darura. If I come tomorrow and I say riba is halal, kufr, istihlal is called. But if I go and do riba now for the next 20 years, does that necessitate this to be halal? No, I'm sinning. Major sin. Sahib kabira. What a lot of people do. Otherwise, we would make takfir of everyone who drinks, who does interest, who takes the mortgage, who does this, who does that. Are you with me? Is that more clear, yeah? And the only way that I can now, or one can find out, that I'm doing istihlal, if I say it with my tongue, or write it with my hand. Otherwise, you can't find out. Can you know what's in my heart? It's from the matters of the heart. Istihlal is in the Taymiyyah, he mentions in Sarib al-Maslul, fi shatim al-Rasul, that it is i'tiqad, it goes back to a person's heart. You can only know what I believe until I either say it with my tongue or write it with my hand. And the proof for this, that we don't judge people with what is in their heart, we only judge from their parent. If I say to you, Akhi, make dua for me, I know it's wrong, but I'm going to do it. Akhi, I'm going to do it, inshallah, I'm going to change this and that. Huh? The hadith of Usam ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu. Usam ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, when he killed that guy that said, La ilaha illallah, shuf, pay attention here. The qara'in, the indications show what? This guy was chopping off the heads of the Muslims. He was fighting the Muslims. So the fact that he said that out of fear, يعني, it shows what? That he said whatever he said out of fear. And that's what Usama ibn Zayd said to the Prophet. He only said La ilaha because he was scared. Forget about the indication. We don't go back, Akhi, wallahi, you must intend, or you want this and this and that. Huh? We don't go into that. But we judge from the apparent, and we don't cut a person's heart open to see if this guy believes it to be halal or not. Rather, we take from the apparent, na'am, the guy's been doing major sin. We say, sahib kabira. Sahib kabira, someone that is doing a major sin, and we leave it as that. To say the guy is doing halal, as some of these takfiris they say about Saudi Arabia, they make riba halal because they open a bank, wallahi, al-akhwan is jahl. Unless someone comes out tomorrow, the king comes out and he says, riba is halal. Something else, because istihlal is from the matters of the heart. Otherwise, we see these guys are falling into major sins, and that's it. Is that more clear, one? Yeah. No.
So if the legislation allows, if the legislation allows for the interest, is that writing it down and allowing it for a time?
No, but if they say riba is permissible,
yes,
riba, na'am, that is gone. But if they say, "Akhi, wallahi, yani,"
that it is not permissible, but the option is there.
Yeah, the option is there. Here you have the banks here. He doesn't even need to say it. The fact that he's opened the bank shows that, you know, they're allowing people to do it.
Yeah.
But that's a major sin. It's not kufr. It doesn't take them out of the fold of Islam.
Only if they legislate.
But only if they say now that it's halal.
Yeah.
Part of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why there's a difference now between tabdeel and istibdal. That people don't differentiate. Pay attention here. Tabdeel is to say or put something down now and say that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I put something now in the legislation and then I ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is kufr. Are you with me, yeah? Because this is what the Jews did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down an ayah for وَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِهِمْ. Woe to those that write the book. They write something in their own hands. ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله. Then they say this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for istibdal, is to change something, na'am, but not ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do it, major sin, but not to ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone now is ascribing it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you can open banks and he says this is from Allah azza wa jal, this guy's gone. But all this is very, very deep topics, and if you don't want to know more about this, I refer you lot back to the video. Ustad Abdul Rahman Hassan, he explained this topic really, really well. It's on his YouTube channel. Do you not know his YouTube channel? Huh? Abdul Rahman Hassan, he's got an official YouTube channel, and the thing is called Are the Muslim Rulers Kufar? He's basically broke it down into 9 types of ruling by other than the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 6 of them are kufr, and 3 of them are not kufr that he mentioned, so you might want to go back to it, inshallah ta'ala. Nah.